We're live.
We're live in Vegas live at the MGM Vegas. Grand Casino at the
right.
fight between Luis J. Gomez and Ryan O. Gomez. The Puerto Rican rattlesnake versus the white guy.
Mm-hmm.
The white man guy
that I think, I don't know, radio host?
Yeah, so by the time this airs, the fight will have already have happened, and I'm sure the internet will be filled with people saying, I fucking knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly what was going to happen. In a situation with only two possible outcomes, you somehow had the genius insight to bring it.
Fuck, dude. Adam, this, just so everyone knows.
I'm kind of worried.
What?
I'm worried for Lewis.
Lewis is going to die.
One
in the
punch,
ring.
Dead.
That Lewis is going to die.
It would be so funny if he gets
brain
knocked out.
Brain hits his skull.
You know, it's not that, I'm not worried that the other guy's going to kill him. It's like, I don't believe that he actually does exercise.
Right.
You know,
he looks better than he did.
He looks better than he did. But a couple of videos of him punching the LOS interns in the face. I mean, that's not going to the gym.
Get in here.
I understand going to the startup offices of a vape company that sponsors one of the podcasts on your networks hosted by, I don't know, Bo Deedle and the clown from Slipknot.
Yeah.
Doesn't count as training.
Yeah, it does, dude.
Wait, Bo Deedle has a show on Gas?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That rocks. I saw Andrew Dice Clay.
It's like Deedle has a show on Gas Digital now.
Hell, they got the Dice Man?
They got the Dice Man.
God damn it. This fucking
like the replacement guitarist from Nothing Face.
Adam had...
I fucked up.
I'm barely... Yeah, Adam left the cord at the salon.
By the way, we're eating some peanut butter on this.
I got a haircut
Don't eat too, man. Come on.
I bought a new XLR, and then I forgot it at the haircut place.
Yeah, he got a What was a $90 haircut from a Chinese lady?
I don't think it was that much. And she wasn't Chinese. She was Japanese. Yeah. It's a
Chinese,
very big
Japanese,
difference.
Dirty knees. Look at these. You know?
Portuguese.
Oh, yeah.
There was a song girls would do, and they would point to their pussy, right? Mm-hmm.
I think they would point to their titties.
Their titties and their pussy.
Yeah.
I remember
flat.
I remember being sexualized by other 4-year-olds. Those girls would sing that to me, and I would go, but we're not ready to fuck yet.
Yeah.
We have to wait 3 more years.
And they'd be like, pull your little flaccid cock out, you little faggot. Yeah. And they'd suck you off.
Yeah.
They'd suck your
that
little...
That happened to me, but it was adults.
Yeah. It happened to me, but I was fully hard, and my dick was humongous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when I was a kid,
my dick was 7 years old.
My dick was, like, I had like 8, 9
I got
inches.
The Benjamin Button dick. That's my dick ages backwards.
Yeah. That's also the name of your dick.
Just becoming a butt.
I'm going to be an old man with just a smooth little cock. Just the smoothest.
I want like a little clown
penis.
Nose dick. Mm-hmm. You know? Just Why So Serious tattooed on the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just scars.
I like
Joker
that.
Makeup.
Does it put out seltzer? I want a little flower dick that does seltzer. If you press my ball, seltzer comes out.
Classic prank.
One ball seltzer, the other ball cum, of course.
That's why you can't
you pull your
trust
dick
those
out,
clowns.
Like a little flower pot falls on it and cracks over its head.
I think if I double fist, if I double hand this,
I don't know, man. I'm worried about Lewis. I hope he wins.
Yeah.
Lewis is a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you, I really do hope he triumphs over adversity.
I do too.
Because the guy needs this kind of win.
What is the backstory? There's a beef, or is it just like they're friends and they're doing it for
they're
fun?
They're not friends. They don't know each other. It started off as like a joke or something. The guy was like, yeah, I'll fight that Lewis guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis is like, I'll never back down from a fight, dude.
Yeah.
This guy lives in Vegas, or they're traveling to Vegas
for the
fight?
I don't know. The other guy's got a podcast.
I think he's an L.A. guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think he actually, trained. Like, he actually just trained as a
Well, I said it before,
fighter.
And I'll say it again. Open challenge to any fucking comedian or podcast host that wants to compete against me in an open wheel race. Any kind of F1, preferably.
Yeah.
You know, you get...
The Grand Prix.
We will find... Yeah, we're both going to do Monaco. 1v1.
Yeah. And sort of a misty kind of light rain situation.
We're
going to
recreate Le Mans.
Le Mans, yeah.
Yeah. And well, obviously, no teams. It's just us. 24 hours. You stay in that fucking car.
How about Le Mans, but it's just for guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Le Mans?
Well, it's, you can do Mont.
Oh, man. Le Mans.
Have you seen that documentary,
that's
Senna?
That's what Le Mans means in French, is the guys.
The guys.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's just hanging with the
Wait,
guys.
Wait, what is Le Mans? I thought you were talking about Le Mans. Where the pregnant
Le Mans is a race.
It's still a race. It's a 24-hour race.
Whoa.
Where...
No brakes?
No brakes.
Yeah, no one's allowed to have brakes on their car.
Yeah, 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 no brakes. Yeah.
Now, like, teams compete, and you drive for, like, 24 hours.
Oh, is that the shit where you, like, drive across, like, the desert?
No. It's just
that
one.
That looks cool.
You do as many laps as you can in 24 hours.
Oh, that's it? It's just a track?
Mm-hmm.
What's that shit
but
where they go?
Like
what's
NASCAR,
that shit where they
not
go?
It's like a circle. It's like
right.
You know, it's
a road.
A circuit
yeah, yeah.
Race.
What's that shit where they go like through the desert and shit? And
that's like a dune buggy.
Baja.
Yeah,
shit.
Dude.
Yeah.
We should do some of that shit.
Yeah.
That
well, again,
awesome.
Look. Any fucking comic wants to challenge me to an open wheel F1
and
race.
Challenge me to a dune buggy race.
Yeah. A so drifting right. competition. Yeah. Again, we need sponsors, but we're going public roads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a
Jay
shit.
Jay Leno, you're being called out right now.
That's right, Jay.
Yeah, it's just me and Jay Leno die.
Oh, yeah, you would immediately crash.
High stakes race.
Just a giant explosion. Everyone in the stands catches on fire.
I kill 37 people and myself. Yeah. Flipping a $2 million Porsche sports car.
McLaren.
Just F1, yeah.
I wanted one of those old Formula One cars look funny as shit. Because they're just like shitty old
those,
cars.
Like, tube, those,
they
like,
look like go-karts.
Yeah,
like, fuselage body ones.
Yeah. And motherfuckers are really getting fucked up on those, I would guess.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that documentary Senna about the Brazilian guy?
Well, there was like a horrific crash in Le Mans, and I think in 58. Like a car like went up into the stands and just killed him.
Holy shit.
And then they just kept racing.
Respect.
Yeah.
You got to respect the sport.
The show must go on.
Yeah. Damn, that's actually
I think it's a pretty
big dick move from the French.
I think most of the main, like, world famous F1 guys are all around, like, 5'7", 5'8".
You would be good at it?
No, you...
So
I mean,
all
I'm
three
saying,
of us would be,
I'm
like, good
like,
at
if
it.
If
all
grew,
three
like,
of us would be perfect.
So you're saying we could all be...
Yeah, we should all be... Yeah,
we
that's
could all
good.
Be Le Mans
I'm
guys.
If you guys agree
with... Me and Stav might be too heavy for the cars.
Yeah, but your little frame is perfect. Your live little right around 5'8 frame should be
perfect. I consider myself to be, like, a Lewis Hamilton type of guy. Kind of a hip-hop style, you know?
Why? Just because he's black?
Because he's black.
Lewis Hamilton is like the blackest thing that he does is he prefers Shadow to Sonic.
No, he's friends with rappers.
That's fucking awesome.
He fucks pussycat dolls.
Really? Does he?
Lewis Hamilton was the Nissan guy, right? Like the Nissan Gran Turismo guy.
I don't know
who he was with. I thought he was with Ford.
No, but I mean, like, it was Nissan had, like, I think Nissan had, like, a Gran Turismo school. Like, the people that were best at Gran Turismo got to go to a school, and then...
The video game?
Yeah, I think he got into...
That rules.
From the video game.
Yeah, I think so.
So the wheel was worth it, Nick, if you just applied yourself and kept with it.
I do.
Are you still back on the track?
I'm looking into, like, cool tunes for my Raptor. You know, trying to drift the Raptor.
You still wheel?
Nah, that's been collecting sawdust.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
I mean, that was just an ironic purchase.
Yeah.
I got maybe. You know what? Also, what happened
it
too?
It hurt your shoulder.
I fucked up my shoulder benching like a year ago, and then the wheel exacerbated it.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Anything for fucking the glory on the track.
I'm telling you, man.
You got
that's
hurt by
the
playing
ideal.
Video
the
games.
Ideal lifestyle. Fat. Mm-hmm. Video games.
Yes,
lifting
check,
weights.
Check.
Completely just not fucking your girlfriend ever. Emotionally checked out. She doesn't know how to process it.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, why is this disgusting man not fucking me?
Right. Mm-hmm. I love this piece of shit for some reason. She's mad at herself because she loves you.
She can't understand it at all. She wants to hang out, and I'm like, I have things I have
Come
to
on,
do.
Come on, bitch, it's Le Mans.
There's bay windows on my apartment. She's walking by and sees me feeding Doritos to Ernest.
You yell at her for walking in front of the TV. Yeah.
You fucking bitch! Say pause!
Tell
Say
me to
pause!
Why are you spying on me? I told you I was fucking busy tonight, bitch. You and Ernest having a tea party?
Go hang out with one of your collection.
You put
of
a little
fat
bow tie on Ernest. You're like, thank you, Mr. Ernest.
I tell you, it makes you feel like a real piece of shit. But walking all over a woman, what a great feeling.
Speaking of our old friend Ernest, he's looking good.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, he lost that ear.
He got fat again.
The ear's good though.
He's looking healthier.
Damn, I miss Ernest. You guys went to...
Amber claims that Ernest is like 43 years old human.
Mm. Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
How old did she
his
say?
Papers.
She said like 22?
She said he's 23, which I find hard
That's
to
not
believe.
Possible.
But I mean, Amber wouldn't like lie about that.
I don't
that.
Think she's
But how
does
she even fucking know?
I think the adoption place probably lied to her when she got him.
It's a medical marvel that he's still alive.
She said when she got him, they said he was already a veteran cat.
What does that mean?
Three tours.
Yeah,
three tours.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Mogadishu.
He was a brown child sniffing cat. Yeah, like, meow. He would lure the children out, and then they would drone them down.
I had this counselor.
Weird noise he makes.
I had this counselor at a Jewish summer camp who's like an Israeli guy that came over to be a counselor for the Jews.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, what did you do in the army, dude? Were you a sniper? Like, what did you do? He's like, I go to the house before they blow it up, and I give the kids, the children, I say, it's all going to be okay. I give them a candy, and then we arrest their parents and then blow up their
home. Oh, my fucking God.
And I was like, this, you're the good guys?
Yeah, you're like, this rules.
This is, you're the good guys, yeah.
You're like, do you have any of that candy?
Yeah.
They are the good guys, man. What are you saying?
They're not the good guys. They're the bad guys.
Dude, watch it, dude. We already got the Catholic Church on us.
Yeah.
Now you want us to have to contend with Mossad as well.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I already did that from my TV interview on Mossad television.
Mossad TV. Yeah, I said on the show that guy wouldn't have me on, and the next time I saw him, he's like, it's not that we won't have you on. It's we have to work up to having a... You know, such a racist.
Shout out to Philip. Very nice guy. Yeah. Did you do that?
They did eventually. I never did. You know, they did offer to have me on, but then I just wanted the offer. I don't actually want to go do that bullshit.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I never wanted to do Red Eye. It was like a joke. And then they offered, and the lady was so nice that I was like, sure, I'll do it. And every time you just feel so dirty.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I felt for sure. I'm really embarrassed by that whole situation.
No, it was funny. Whatever. Who cares?
I've got a show for Stav called Bread Eye or Red Velvet.
I love both.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in on both.
I'm Tom Shalhoub, and this is Red Velvet.
Is Red Velvet cake just chocolate cake?
It's like chocolate is Southern style.
You know what?
Because I think it's just dye, and that breaks my heart.
If I may,
yeah, go ahead.
Fuck cake of all sorts.
Whoa.
He likes pie?
Except ice cream cake. Yeah, pie is infinitely superior.
Pie is a lot
cake.
Better than cake.
Okay, but a nice fucking piece of cake every once in
what
a while.
Kind? What kind? What kind?
Just a fucking
cake.
Moist piece of fucking cake. I don't know,
a
dude.
Fucking yellow. No.
A little yellow cake with a little fucking divine. With a little
no.
Fucking
chocolate frosting.
No.
I'll go chocolate frosting. Mm. The shit right out of the can.
Right out of the fucking
I will say I worked because
it's got to be moist though. It's
birthday
be cooked
birthday
right.
Cake reminds me of you know like office birthdays or whatever, mm-hmm. Which I never really experienced. I only worked in one office. It mm-hmm. was the Lower Colorado River Authority attempt for 2 weeks.
Hell yeah!
And it was the HR department. It's just this massive. Like, I guess it was nonprofit. I don't know what they do. They just like get pissed off about birds' nests. Being
uh-huh. Yeah.
And they manage some like hydroelectric dam in Texas.
Nice.
But I was working in the HR department, and they brought like some like Italian ice truck that parked in the parking lot because it was summer.
Mm.
And seeing those like women in their like late 20s, early 30s that were already 100 pounds overweight, just like. Trying to walk quick, trying to not look like they were running to the ice.
Right, right,
truck.
Right. Trying to hide their yeah. glee.
In their flat.
Listen, bro, I've done that walk. Right, yeah. I've done that like.
Just Yeah.
I'm just like, uh-huh. I'm just like fucking.
Just a bunch
just
of
power
girls.
Walking.
It was probably yeah. just Stav in a dress and a wig, pretending like he worked at the Lower Colorado
I can't tell.
River.
Hello.
I can't tell you
it's
how many times.
It's fucked up with these gay ass birds happening yeah. to them, isn't it?
I can't tell you how many times I heard that exact exclamation. Like when I was working office jobs, because when I was working office jobs, cupcakes were in vogue.
Mm.
Cakes were out. Cupcakes.
It's true.
Were
there
in.
Was a real moment
cupcakes
where everyone
moment.
Was opening
dude,
cupcake
yeah.
shops.
Yeah, that's, and they're like, we got
suck dick.
We got Georgetown cupcake for you right there. Yeah. And I was like, oh, cool. You know,
but it's because people started DBA, Dumb Bitch Association.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Is a type of business.
That's true.
You'd see these women.
Anytime
the tax
yeah, women, they do cupcakes. They do apothecaries.
Uh huh.
What is that?
It's a fancy
thrift store?
Juices or like mason jars.
Soaps.
With, yeah, fancy
candles.
Soaps, candles.
Yeah, scents.
What's
yeah.
The, really? That's what a apothecary
is? It's a fake
means?
Business for
it's
women
fake.
Who's either their husband or their father is rich.
Right, yeah. right. Yeah.
You know, they're like, ooh.
Right, they have like sandalwood
yeah, what
in
if we
there?
Did reclaimed wood and like Edison light bulbs?
To like put your ring, a tree that you could put necklaces off
yeah,
of.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and we call it Julie's bullshit. just a woman that is like nothing but a carbon footprint,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Just
oh,
to
yeah.
suck on the
just
economy.
Just a fucking parasite.
Fucking yeah. bitch.
Right.
Fuck you, Julie.
Yeah, fuck Julie.
You should be volunteering, not fucking selling people, you know, wax.
Uh-huh.
You know, literal right. beeswax. Yeah.
You could be over in China having sex with the Foxconn workers.
That's right. Yes,
servicing them to relieve them.
That's stress.
Those heroes.
Stressed.
They work 21 hours a day.
Program all the emojis into your conversation.
Exactly, bitch. I want to do the little surfer. I get to. We all get to use the little surfer guy. Go over there, do a couple tours of Foxconn, suck off some little ass Chinese dicks.
It's cool that they got a, like an army sounding name for that.
Foxconn is
For the Delta Force Foxconn.
It seems like they would have cool uniforms with like
Foxconn here. You just killed a bunch of Chinese people.
I made a joke about it.
iPhone slavery is a go.
I made a joke about it on. On Twitter, but I think it'd be funny to do a GoFundMe for the Foxconn workers to go see Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
That's this right. is why representation matters.
They just are seeing people they don't even recognize as the same race as them because they're just
they're
like
completely different.
Rich and beautiful and tan.
Although I will say on my reflections on Girls Trip, I think if they did a Girls Trip for every type of identity.
In 100%.
That would solve the problem.
Yep. Everyone gets a Girls Trip.
Chinese trip.
That's
I would love Chinese trip. Yeah,
that's what they call it.
Chinese, not Chinese girls.
Yeah.
No, it's just
Chinese trip.
Well, Mark broke up with me, so now we have to go to New Orleans.
It's Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Yeah. You know, there's like a
right in the scene with
like
the big dick Asian guy. She's like, "Move your thumb," and he's like, "That's not my thumb."
Stop showing your teeth. Act like an adult.
I would love to watch like Chinese Trip.
On a, like suspended from a fucking harness, just pissing into everyone's Coca-Cola.
Damn. Pee-pee in my Coke, man. Where did that come from? Who started that shit?
The Foxconn factory.
You think so?
That's what they do instead of birthday cake and Italian ice.
They put pee-pee in your Coke?
Pee-pee.
Yeah.
Great prank.
On Casual Friday, we will have pee-pee coke.
Oh, that's what they have to dilute. There's so many people in China. They don't have Coca-Cola, so you dilute it with piss.
Exactly. Have you ever been to Coca-Cola World?
No.
They have one in Vegas, and at the last room,
Do they got good pussy over there?
Hold on. What do you mean they have one in Vegas?
They have one in Atlanta. They got one in, like, different cities. The last room, they have... like 1,000 fountains.
Okay.
And it's like sodas that the Coca-Cola Corporation makes from all over the world. Mm. You try the Chinese sodas, they taste like dog shit.
Really? Yeah,
I tell you, I can't wait until this Australia trip's over. I know I'll enjoy being there, but fuck, I don't want to sit on a goddamn plane for 15
hours. Just take a bunch
I
of fucking
planes,
drugs,
dude.
I know I shouldn't be focusing on that, but fuck that shit.
I kind of like them too, as long as we get it in a nice enough seat.
I took a red eye back from Los Angeles the other week, and I just I was just pissed in the airport.
Well, I also feel like a lot of your airplane travel is like last minute.
Yeah.
You're probably stressed anyway.
I don't get stressed about traveling. I just don't like sitting on the plane. My nose dries out.
We can wet it up for you, dude.
That's what I got to do is get a little nose moisture.
Every 15 minutes, I'll fucking dip my pinky in Vaseline and put it in your nostrils, dude.
I'm trying to fly one of those Asian airlines where they take extra good care of you. You know, like Singapore Air or whatever, where they like put like
fucking Emirates. They got those
cucumbers
sexy
on your eyes and shit.
I want that shit.
Yeah. I want one of those spa type airlines. Yeah. They really take care of me.
They got little beds if you're real rich, dude.
Aer Lingus.
What's that? You eat
the
pussy?
Irish airline.
Aer Cunnilingus?
Aer Lingus.
Oh, dude.
That's
I'd
what it's
love,
called.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love to eat some fucking red box. Some Irish ass fucking
salted beef for the meal tonight.
Man, Irish women are fucking gross.
No, dude. There's,
I like
there's
a pale
sexy
freckle.
Bitches everywhere.
I like a pale freckle.
Me too. I like a nice working woman's titty, a big fat field titty that was supposed to be plucking potatoes out
real
of the fucking
proletariat type.
Oh
titty.
Yeah, dude, just heavy. You put that titty on like a fucking food. You can't even use a food scale to weigh measure her titty. It's got to be a full baby scale.
They got to put on sunscreen to drive a car.
I'm going to get my mail. It's like, why are you covering your body in fucking
I'm gonna
SPF 50?
I'm going to walk just like 50? Around the corner to the coffee shop. They're just like putting on a burka.
Dude, how dare you fucking badmouth the women of your heritage, dude?
Yeah, you gotta mix up the gene pool.
Dude. Yeah, dude, I'm not trying to fuck a Jew. It's disgusting.
I've never fucked a Greek girl.
That's why I was resentful of Adam's attempt to set me up with an autistic girl.
True, yeah. We have to separate those genes.
I'm not a dog to be bred. Yeah.
That was so funny.
It would be awesome, though. Imagine how good your friends would, your children would be at Legos, dude.
I had a meal.
How quickly they would fucking stack them by color.
I had sushi with Nick and Dasha's autistic friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a couple months ago, we were like, oh, Nick, you should meet this girl. Like, you guys really like each other. And they were just sitting there dead-eyed like, I like tools. I like tools, too. What kind of tools do you like? I have palm sander. I have router. I have jigsaw.
I mean, I'll tell you, it is nice to just lock eyes with another person and
no
just
blinking.
Shut off.
Yeah.
Just go.
Just, finish what you're saying, and then immediately you both look at your phones for 10 minutes uninterrupted.
No, no phones. It's like
no
you can
phones.
Just...
Really? No
they
phones?
Really, and it was just like we got our two retard friends together.
Yeah.
You know? No, we could vibe. We had like...
No, Nick afterwards was like, yeah, that was fun.
you say things to her. You explain an emotion, and then she goes... I can relate to that.
Yeah. Damn. Is that what I need? Because I'm such an emotional... I'm boistering. Boisterous?
Yeah, you need a real emotional type bitch.
I don't know. Maybe that's too emotional. Maybe I need a robot.
How about Boy Story, and it's Andy with a little tiny pair of... Or Woody with a little pair of binoculars in the bathroom watching Andy take a shower.
What are you doing, Woody? Nothing!
Mm-hmm.
You fucking dinosaur. Get the fuck out of here.
You fucking dinosaur.
I'm trying to beat off to Andy.
Calling him what he literally is. It's an insult.
Get the fuck out of here,
you
potato.
Fucking potato.
With
a head.
With different eyes you can move around and shit.
With the facial characteristics on a potato.
Because if people don't understand insults, they're just saying what somebody is.
Get out of here, man, with pants.
Yeah,
and
you
shirt.
Fucking this glasses asshole.
I'm hornily looking at our boy.
Yeah,
beating
somebody
off.
Requested that all the show we dedicate a certain amount of time to Star Trek from now on. So I'll probably,
okay,
we should probably do that. There's a lot to go through there.
Okay, have you guys seen the movies?
Yeah,
I like.
Yeah,
them.
I've seen the movies. Mm-hmm.
I like
for
the
sure.
first one a lot.
Nemesis with a young Tom Hardy back when he was fucking guys.
Yeah, he played. He was the main bad guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Back when he was having gay sex to get into movies.
Oh yeah,
which
Tom Hardy.
Which
he's
I
bi.
Heard on Data Lounge.
I did hear.
True.
I did hear that he. Like
he's an artist,
guys.
Dude. He's yeah. an artist.
He's too cute. He's
like
got too pouty of lips to not be
yeah,
gay.
Yeah, he's like in drama school. It's like anything goes,
yeah.
you know.
You ever read Data Lounge?
No, what's
it's
that?
It's like a gay gossip. Sometimes I'll just type in an actor's name plus molested, like nice. Frankie Muniz.
Is it the guy from Star Trek they made?
Muniz definitely got molested, right?
Yeah, dude, Frankie
he's
Muniz.
He's into race cars.
Frankie Muniz, yeah, he is into race cars, but he's like, yeah, it's weird, but because he has strokes. Because uh-huh. he's like, what is it called? Like ischemic strokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they are?
No.
It's where you have strokes, but it doesn't cause any like physical damage. Huh. You just like have seizures.
You
or
just
whatever.
Get fucked up
just
for
fun
a second.
Little strokes.
Yeah. So, yeah, he has like severe memory loss and can't remember anything
oh,
from the Malcolm in the Middle
no.
days. And it's like, yeah, that's. Not normal.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
yeah. I like, wonder
yeah,
why
weird.
That whole. You
he's
know,
like, I had such a nice
years.
Life, but I can't remember any of it.
Yeah.
He's like, it's weird. It's like, doesn't even seem like he was just in like a fugue.
Yeah, especially the audition process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I completely forgot that.
Yeah. Malcolm in the middle, Malcolm on the top, Malcolm
yeah.
on the bottom.
Malcolm sucking off.
Yeah, Malcolm in every position.
Malcolm in the middle, the lucky Pierre.
Yeah.
That's when you fuck, you get your ass fucked and you fuck a man's ass.
Yeah, but. Yeah, no, it's just Dayline.
He definitely got...
Dayline's just every male celebrity, they're like, he's definitely gay. Dayline's just like an anonymous like gossip website
right,
for
right,
gay
right.
guys. Which, interesting name. You know, that was probably just one guy that's like, this will be a website for computers.
And Star Trek.
Taken over by queens.
Yeah.
Talking what? About how Matthew McConaughey's pecs aren't big enough and they would throw him out of bed.
Just some guy that looks exactly like me, but with pink hair
yeah,
and like
yeah.
and
yeah,
like
yeah,
fucking
Perez,
blue glasses
yeah.
and shit. Like, no way, honey.
If you're under 9 inches hard,
I'm a size queen. Just his little ass limp
Andrew,
ass.
Andrew, how's your computer website coming? They took it away from me, Mom.
Or maybe it's a gay guy pretending to be into computers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. It actually was originally to discuss photoshopped images of Data from Star Trek being raped. Just him being bent over and fucked by Worf and Geordi LaForge.
But he doesn't have emotions, does he?
He doesn't, but that was a sketch I quote-unquote wrote when I was 19. Is mm-hmm.
Data getting raped.
Well, Data being violently raped and by Worf and Picard. Like, yeah, let me get that computer ass and fucking fuck that computer pussy mouth.
Is that Picard?
No, that's Worf and the Forge. Yeah. Just violently raping Data or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they install the emotion chip in him, and Data's like, Captain, I believe it'll be 15 part. Oh my God! Just all 15 years of emotional trauma being processed all at once. Take it out! Take the chip out of my head!
You wanted this. You wanted it. And then they're like,
but Data.
You wanted
Data,
to feel.
You shouldn't be wearing
Data,
that.
Data, your prime directive is to get fucked. You wanted to be fucked in the ass.
Now learn your... And then they just keep raping him.
Captain, if I can service my comrades, why wouldn't I choose to do it?
Well, okay, just letting you know, when you get that emotion chip installed...
This is really going to fuck you up.
It's
going to
really fuck you up.
That I do not see a logical reason why I shouldn't allow my ass to be penetrated and fucked and cummed in by...
Captain, use my mouth like a pussy, please. Yeah.
Data, listen... I spent a lot of time in Boy Scouts. I knew kids like you that thought they were taking the shortcut to the Eagle Badge. But that, it's a one-way ticket to hell, Data. This is not how you want to live your life.
You will at some point have a one-man show
if you do
this.
Look, the writers are going to run out of ideas in 6 seasons, and they're going to put an emotion chip in you. So that you can date the woman who has to explain emotions to people.
He's so annoying in that episode. He's just laughing at things like too hard. It's like,
dude,
shut up, dude.
He never laughed, dude. He never knew the joy of laughter.
They did the same thing with the doctor. Like, it's got claws on it. That's a human-looking dick, is veiny.
Yeah, but like more veiny, like their foreheads. Mm,
double the veins.
Or
that's ridges.
Like barbed like a cat's dick, you know? Mm,
I don't know.
They have humans' hands and legs.
Yeah. I imagine
they probably have a human cock.
Klingon dicks look like the mom from Hairspray. They get a big dress, a big makeup, 60s hair.
Man, John Travolta never looked happier than in that movie, dude. Just a twinkle in his eye when he got to just be a fat bitch.
Worf pulls his dick out, and it looks like a woman that cleans her house to Sha Na Na. And he's like, do you like it? And they're like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, don't be mean to me. This is why I'm angry.
They probably, if I had to guess, have wetter, sloppier cocks and pussies, but everything else is the same.
Klingons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always liked Picard's Earth look. When he went down to Earth and he became French again.
Oh,
yeah. He'd get berets and scarves and stuff, but just be still speaking English.
Yeah.
What was his brother's name? Guy or something?
You know way more about Star Trek than I do.
Next Generation.
Yeah.
I don't know any of this.
Recall that.
And I used to watch Next Generation.
I've watched plenty of Next Generation. I don't remember Picard going to Earth in his outfit.
Yeah. His Earth look is fire.
I remember the holodeck episodes where he's like, now I'm the captain of a slave ship.
Right. You know? Maybe it was in the holodeck. Maybe it wasn't.
You guys think you have it that bad? Well, let's take a trip to the holodeck. And then it's like, this is what it could be. Yeah. Just teaching them a lesson for obeying the captain.
There was an episode of Voyager. I think it was a two-part episode when the Hirogen take over the ship. Mm-hmm. And they turn the entire ship into a holodeck.
Oh.
And then they
make whole damn plane out the black box.
The Hirogens are like a hunter race.
Nice.
And they take over the holodeck, and then they turn off like the safety controls so they can actually kill people.
Oh, nice.
And why is that or not? Why?
Yeah.
Why do they have a way to turn off the safety controls in the holodeck? Anyway, so they turn the
just in case you want to like kill someone in like a very like ornate way, you know what I mean? Like,
well, then they do.
Him.
They want to. They're hunters, so they want to reenact World War II, and then they choose to be the Nazis.
Hell yeah!
And it's like you know that they lost.
Mm-hmm. The uniforms are cooler though.
The uniforms
that's probably
are
why.
Cooler. Mm-hmm.
Do they know they're evil or the Hijaris or whatever the fuck? Are they evil?
No, I think they just like hunting.
Nice. Well, the Holocaust is a type of hunt.
Yeah, it's a two-part episode that ends with diplomacy, because then they wind up just being like, do you want us to just show you how to make a holodeck so you can do this yourself? And they're like, yes, maybe we will stop killing all of your friends.
So that we can get our dick sucked by Pamela Anderson from Baywatch.
That was it, because they had a data on Voyager. The doctor is a hologram, so he can experience emotions, but he's just like, he can't leave sick bay or whatever.
Oh, damn.
And then they give him a chip so he can leave sick bay. And I think he dates Seven of Nine at some point, but I can't remember. But what's funny about him is he's a hologram and he's still bald.
What the fuck?
They like make you a robot that can't touch anything.
Wait, he dated someone?
And then what else is that guy in? He's done other
Robert
shit, right?
Picardo.
He should be beautiful.
Yeah, something like
he
that.
He should look incredibly good.
Yeah.
Dude, if I got a hologram.
They couldn't even get Data's skin right. They made him all like weird and pasty. Blue. Yeah.
Damn. So wait, he couldn't fuck then? He had a hologram dick?
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Well, he can touch people because he does surgery and shit.
Interesting. So he's probably got a dick.
Yeah.
Then how's he a hologram if he can touch people, bro?
I don't know.
You fucking idiot, dude. Come on.
Look, that's the kind of shit that's not explained. Yeah. I do also love that Picard's bald. They can travel space and time.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
He's still bald.
They don't have plugs?
They got no answer for that shit.
Damn, that's
3,000 years in the future.
What if in the reboot he just
space,
has...
Space, the final frontier, if you're not including the cure to baldness. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Her mission to figure out... Is it transplants or maybe some kind of lotion? Just anything that'll
just
relieve me from this hilarious prison that traps men as they enter their 30s and never really leaves them until they die.
Nah, dude, that sounds bad. Being bald is actually good.
I got into watching like hair transplant videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
Do you guys like cry like their first time looking in the mirror?
No, it's like, just getting back from Thailand. Just got the transplant done. As you can see, it's here's some coverage. And then it goes like, you know, 8 months later. And they just look like shit.
Yeah,
you just look like fucking absolute shit.
I know.
A lot of people.
Except Brian Urlacher.
You ever watch on Larry Sanders' show, like Jeremy Piven's basically
bald. He's bald.
Yeah, and he looks great.
Yeah, I feel like you can get good plugs.
You
can
get
good
but
plugs.
You only see Piven like on things. You don't see him.
Oh,
like,
they just make him look good after hair and makeup.
You think in real life he
looks
bad?
HMU. I mean, if you don't see Jeremy Piven in the day to day, I'm sure he looks like shit and it looks weird.
I don't know, man. I got my heart set on getting plugs at some point in my life.
Yeah,
maybe when I'm like 50, on the way out, just a big fat man. With a beautiful fucking coif of hair. But I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't care about my body. It's betrayed me. I'm done with it. I'm the one that wants to be a quasar. I want to be in a robot suit now.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. It's like I've asked myself these questions.
Yeah.
And after years of thinking about it, I've come to these answers. You need to transcend your physical reality.
As long as I can still come, I'm fine.
I don't want to come.
You don't want to come at all?
I want to just drift and collect knowledge.
You can brain come.
Do you think there is aliens that you could learn from as a quasar?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. But they're probably fucked up. They're probably not cool. They're probably not green bitches with big titties, which would be awesome.
Again, once you transcend your physical reality, these things won't matter to you.
They'll probably be like little fucking slime balls.
Coming, it feels worthless compared to being an eternal, you know, being.
Eternal, though? I guess that's true. And then you don't really care about love or...
Nothing. No emotions.
That's not true, dude. Do you see that movie, Her? The one where the guy's fucking his computer?
Yeah, where he plugs in a USB pocket pussy to the bottom of his...
just tying his dick off with the power cord.
What are you doing?
Well, at the end of that movie, she leaves to go.
How about instead of Her? It's
her
a movie
knowledge
called...
acquisition is expanding exponentially.
Right. So she becomes all the computers synthesize and become one thing. That,
whoa. And they all leave the
they
humans.
All leave everybody.
Wait, really? Bye-bye. That's how it ends?
Yeah, and he loses his girlfriend.
She's like, I love you, but I gotta go. Because I gotta go do computer shit.
Is that
with
a Spike
computers?
Jones movie? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Doesn't he fuck the... Doesn't he like rub his cock?
No,
on the
she
phone?
Hires a prostitute, or she hires a girl that wants to be their surrogate. Whoa. So he puts in the headphones, and then this girl, like who read about their love, she like wrote a thing about their love, and this girl read it and thought it was beautiful. So he puts in the headphones and she's like talking and making coming noises.
Same thing happens but in Blade Runner 2049.
He's fucking.
Really?
Yeah, with the
but it's a human
girlfriend.
You know what I it's a human pussy. Night? He fucks
but
a human?
No, he fucks the human, but then he can't do it. He's like, this is too weird.
Does he come inside of her?
No, he bitches out, dude.
He oh, he doesn't. His cock never comes out?
I think they like start hooking up and he's like, this is too weird. You got to go. I'm sorry.
Wow, what a bitch.
She
dude.
Gets him real pussy and he fucks it up.
The only I thing didn't I like know about you were a movie, bitch-ass motherfucker.
The only thing I like about that movie is his style.
Mm-hmm.
They have really good... They dress really well in that movie.
Nah, they dress like shit, dude.
No, they wear nice Oxford
they
shirts
dress like you dress.
And slacks.
Bad.
Yeah, they dress bad like you.
No, they don't dress bad.
They dress stupid. Yep.
How about a movie called Turd, and it's about Adam mm-hmm. falling in love with a piece of shit.
A piece of shit that he freezes and uses as a dildo.
He's just sucking on a turd. And everyone's like, what are you doing? And he's like, they don't understand. Sweetie, they don't understand our love.
Her name is Bethany.
Just sucking and kissing a turd on the bus.
It's... it just slowly melting in his mouth.
Yeah. We used to live in a
Spike
climate.
Jones is like, and cut. Great job, everybody. Everybody did a really good job.
That thing.
Woo, everybody did so well.
That was Spike Jones.
He's got
like.
Some weird girl voice.
Oh, nice.
That shit he does in the Jackass movie with the old man with his nuts that keep falling out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. Art, brother.
No, no. He does the old lady whose titty keeps falling out. Yeah. That shit is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you could look like, if you had prosthetics to look like anything, prosthetics, not a real, you don't actually get to be this thing.
Remember that story about the guy that was had that realistic black man mask that he'd wear to rob banks? Yeah. People are like, this is racist. And it's like, sure, but also, swish, dude. Nice. Genius.
Did you see that video of the guy in the airport
it
getting arrested?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's don't like, I'm a white man.
Don't touch me like, no, he's a Jewish guy. Let's just...
Mm-hmm. Adam,
I don't know.
You
can tell from the video.
I don't care to make the distinction.
Whatever,
but
I don't
you
need to
say
that
it. It's fact. It's about
brought
facts.
It up for no reason.
It's about journalism.
What was
Adam.
Interesting to me is the guy's name is Jeffrey Epstein, and so like I saw the video and I'm like,
he should have his own.
Oh
plane.
Shit! Yes, yeah, good. Yeah, I thought he was getting arrested, and then it's like a different Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm.
It's like, God damn it!
Do you think Dershowitz is covering up for Trump right now hard on?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
Dershowitz,
because of the Lolita Express.
Yeah, Dershowitz was on that plane. So it was Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker.
And Bill
Chris
Clinton.
Tucker?
Yeah.
No.
Apparently it was a different Chris Tucker, but I like to imagine Chris Tucker was in his Ruby Rhodes from fucking Fifth Element.
Oh yeah, that weird hair.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the Lolita Express. Who's ready to fuck a 7-year-old?
Just putting his cane in a little boy's ass.
Yeah.
Ooh, I cannot stand these children.
A gay space radio host?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really
who's
cool.
The guy that did that? That movie?
That French guy was
Luke Besson.
The one that did the one that did the one with Natalie Portman, the professional.
Leon.
You know he actually like dated a child? Like that
Natalie
shit is
Portman?
Well, it's a pederastic or well not pederastic, pedophilic movie.
Oh, yeah, it's
Natalie
fucked
Portman's
up.
A hot kid.
Yeah, and then I read some fucking article where it's like, yeah, he dated like some actress. He knew her when she was like he knew her when she was like 12 or something, and then like they started dating when she was like 16 or some shit. They got married and shit.
You gotta groom that pussy.
That shit is fucking weird. And there was apparently a scene in the movie where he fought like Leone fucks the little girl. Like he's supposed to fuck that.
Yeah. I mean, even without that scene, you watch that movie. I remember seeing it when I was a teenager and being like, this movie's fucked up.
Yeah. It's like this is weird.
It's a weird pedophile fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like people are like this movie ruled. I remember having friends that thought it ruled. I'm like, what do you?
Yeah,
it's a weird pedophile.
Just Fifth make Element, it a regular woman. It's a fine rules, movie.
What?
Fifth Element's.
I've never seen
Fifth
it.
Fifth Element's good. Yeah.
Mila Jovovich. I used to jack off.
Did you
to.
See his last movie with Valerian?
I heard it was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Rihanna.
Yeah,
no,
yeah
I never saw
not Rihanna's not in it. It's Cara Delevingne.
I used to love
eyebrows.
Fifth Element. I know I've done the bit on the show before, but that scene where like the fucking admiral of the world's armies like sees Mila Jovovich nude and he's like,
hell yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna have to take some pictures. It's like we're supposed to believe this 70-year-old man has just never seen a naked
woman. He's the general of the entire world's army. He's definitely raping aliens and shit like that.
He's gotten
the kind of pussy you've ever dreamed of, Adam. Six pussies, all like in an octopus, but instead of arms, it has pussies.
It's a waste of pussies, dude. I only have one dick.
Yeah, but
I don't need six pussies.
You can put a finger. You can eat, fingers in each pussy.
Oh, that's too much work.
thumb. Honestly. You put your fucking toes in.
That's how
octopus.
I feel about threesomes. It's too much work.
Imagine you're fucking that alien woman on some distant planet, and I just come by and evaporate you with my plasma.
I'd be fucking so mad.
And I just evaporate you and the woman.
Why would you do that?
And I digest these people.
And you just get all our memories and
knowledge. He does
knowledge.
It to feel alive. Yeah.
But he doesn't feel. Dude, you would do that while I'm fucking?
Yes.
You wouldn't even wait for me to end?
No.
That's
because
honestly,
there is no end. There
that's
is
the
no
most
beginning.
Fucked up thing you've ever
there
said.
There is
to
no
me.
Fucking. There is no action.
No, there
There's
is
no consequence.
There is
no time.
There is. When I'm fucking, you can't tell me I'm not fucking.
I'm just a thing that expands and, you know, digests the entire universe. A virus, really.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, what
like
were you saying,
Agent
though, Adam?
Smith.
That would fucking rule.
Oh, yeah, you are
seen
Agent
that slutty
Smith.
Halloween
I would
costume?
Love to be just a poisonous cloud that expands and kills everyone and everything that it touches.
Amorphous cloud. Just vapor.
Yeah.
No odor, odorless. Yeah. We're just like.
What's that? Oh, it's Nick.
Yo, what
God
up, dog?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just wearing gas masks.
This is birds dropping dead. It's like dead bugs and shit.
Sadamira, bitch.
Nick, can you come hang out? There's a fucking rat in my apartment. I need you to kill it. That would be good for pest control, man.
Yeah, it'd be good for my soul.
Mm-hmm. That's the fuck. God damn it, this fucking wire.
It's my fault.
It is your fault,
I'm
dude.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say that's something about the Dorian, the picture of Dorian Gray. Somewhere there's a a picture of a poison cloud.
Did we say the portrait of Dorian Gay?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I was about to,
Yeah, what would that be? He's sucking dick in the picture?
In the picture,
does he suck? Does he suck dick in real life?
We did this riff when we were younger men.
Yeah.
We were faster.
When we were still, when we still had our fastball.
We're over the hill.
What were you saying, Adam, before I talked about octopus?
It's
pussy?
I forget. Oh, yeah, the Mila Jovovich thing. You've never seen that slutty Halloween costume when girls dress up like that?
I don't think so.
It's hot to me.
I never knew who Mila Jovovich was until that Resident Evil
movie.
Sounds
like you still don't.
Yeah. I sort of can tell.
You know the orange hair bitch with the fucking tape on her? Looking all tapey and shit?
No.
Was she the Run Lola Run girl also?
No, it's the German woman.
But that's
that
a
movie
look.
Was sick.
I love that movie.
I've never seen it. That's not Amelie, right?
I saw that when I was in high school, when I was like 17.
I saw it when it came out. I was probably like 12 or 13.
What's Lowe's deal? Amelie is a French girl that does riddles
ADD.
To have sex.
Yeah.
And then Run Lola Run, is that similar?
Nah. Run Lola Run's like a full throttle, high pace.
How about Run Chola Run?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you stupid. you know what I mean?
What about Run Chola? What about Run?
Yeah, I know. We've
Run Chodla. Run. Yeah. And it's a big, wide little penis.
That's cool.
Just hopping around. Yeah. Squish, squish, squish. Because it's cut off, and so it's like blood instead of feet.
Uh-huh. Badass. Like, that's my man, Metal Lyrics.
Yeah,
here.
Dude.
Yeah, Stavros.
And the chode will run in the streets.
He's the lyricist of the band.
And it's a chode, but it's making squishy noises because it's cut off. The blood of the chode.
What was that fucking
run.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force where they Master Shake rewrites the birthday song? It's a 14-minute song with Geddy Lee and Zakk Wylde.
Yes, that rules.
And the bells of hell.
Dude, there's a video of Zakk Wylde like on stage, and it's from like 15 years ago, but he's like, fuck Fred Durst. Fuck all that Wigger bullshit.
Yeah. That's a guy. Zakk Wylde definitely like thinks about Valhalla.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he is. Yeah.
Honestly, we should all be thinking about Valhalla.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what the neo-Nazis got right.
I received a very nice email from Weave when I was having a manic fit a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And he encouraged me to imagine raping the children of my enemies and being carted off to Valhalla as a way to get out of depression or whatever.
And was that,
and I can't
would you credit it, that as turning it around?
I can't say it worked. No, yeah. I definitely needed the lithium, so I stopped thinking that God was judging me, but
he did
put a smile on my face.
It was
face.
Nice to that's write good. That email.
It's nice to know that, like, despite everything that's happened, he still considers me a friend.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's the important thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did he have anything to say about Adam, or?
He said Adam should be gassed.
No way. You know what? Here's the thing, guys. I'm glad that you got some support. You know, that's
well, you're not
going to
do it.
I have to lean on Nazis that I've communicated with maybe four times in the last 5 years.
That is not true. That is not true.
Dude, let him have it, dude. Let him have his own.
All right, the Nazis saved
him. It was a Nazi saved him.
I hope people find out about that and get angry that we've consoled me while I was upset.
Yeah.
The only proof I need.
That a Nazi can.
This is how we're going to take down Chapo. By proving that Weave was some kind of a friend to Nick when he was upset.
Yeah. I mean, he did, you know. I'm mad that they get Valhalla because now that I'm into Thor stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to talk about Valhalla, but I can't because people are going to think I'm fucking alt-right and, you know, and fucking white supremacist.
Damn,
I'm not.
You can't have people thinking you're alt-right. That would destroy your career.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people think I'm alt-right.
People think you're a socialist hero.
It's true,
People always talk about how woke you are.
What? What?
It would ruin your brand if people thought
Who
you were...
Who talks about how woke Stav is?
That I am woke?
Old DSA Stav.
Yeah, dude. That's true. I am woke in that I mm-hmm. would like to fuck a trans woman with big titties.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty woke, I think.
Speaking of being woke, did you see Trump was tweeting about white genocide in South Africa?
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's just like, there's no
they
other
did
reason
it, dude.
But
they did
being
it.
Racist.
He also said flipping should be legal. Which is so,
that's flipping?
Dude, he was what is literally flipping? Just, he said, stop snitching.
Yeah. No, seriously. The tweet about,
he was like, he's like, flipping is, it should basically be legal.
Flipping.
Yeah.
Like, it's
illegal boss. To turn states witness.
Did you see his tweet about Gary Cohen after he flipped? He's like, if anyone's looking for a lawyer, I would not suggest
that was
retaining the services of Gary Cohen.
Of Michael Cohen.
Or Michael Cohen, yeah.
That
yeah.
was the funniest
yeah, so
tweet.
Funny. Yeah. That rules.
That was actually funny.
He rules, dude.
He's really good. He's really good
He's
at
a
posting.
Good poster, yeah. Unfortunately, he
He's
really is.
He's my fucking president, dude.
He is the poster's
the
president.
Poster's
the
president.
First poster's president. No one knew how to use the internet.
Yeah.
Nixon definitely didn't know how to post.
Yeah.
JFK would have known
Nixon,
how to use
if Nixon
back
were online,
page list.
He would definitely be leaving like just really cringy thirst comments, on, not realizing that it's public.
Right.
You are one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. And it's like a Latina with fucking.
Right.
No, like, he didn't like horny. Ass.
What's that?
Nixon was anti-horny.
Yeah, that's why he would be
that's
posting
exactly.
public
yeah.
comments.
Oh,
yeah.
You know
but
he was
in
a some
way
weird
where
shit.
He's like, this is how a gentleman comments on a thick booty account.
Right. I'd love it. Maybe someday we could get together, LOL. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You would be my princess. Hello from India. My name is Prakash. I would love to have a girlfriend.
Nixon Romeo caller. Thank you. And another character, Ed.
My name is Dick. I'm 14 years old and I live in New Delhi.
Hybridod.
What does your pussy smell like? Let me get a smell.
Yeah, he hated how horny Kissinger was. He's like, I always see him out with different women of the night. Because I guess he used to fuck hookers and stuff.
So Kissinger's pretty cool, huh?
No, he's not.
I mean, he's a bad guy.
He's
I'm
a terrible
anti-horny.
Person.
Yeah, I know you are. You always are like mad at me for being horny, and it's like, bro, just admit you have horniness in your heart.
I don't, man. I'm moving closer to poisonous cloud.
No, dude, you don't.
I'm telling
you're gonna
you.
You're going to end up like Nixon, bro. You're going to end up leaving those kind of comments.
I used to think, I said it a couple months ago, I thought like Galaxy Brain, perhaps, in the career of posting, Galaxy Brain was being constantly mad, and I'm starting to think that's the one right before Galaxy Brain.
Mm, what's Galaxy Brain?
Galaxy Brain is completely offline, then becoming poisonous clown.
Okay, yeah. The best posters stay completely off the internet.
So you're saying that being mad is, that's, no one's supposed to seem mad, right?
Well,
you lose
the first
if you
one,
seem
the
mad.
First one is being mad,
mm-hmm,
right? That's wrong. Then the bigger one is never being mad, and then the even bigger one is being mad all the time.
Right.
Just
apologetically.
Nonstop
just
mad.
Just making that your brand.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just like
pissed.
Yeah, right. Well, Savage Psycho Joe is kind of what turned
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching him, it's like, oh.
He's on a different level.
This is, one will ever, you know.
He can't be ever embarrassed if you're always mad.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Fake weights, fake students, fake gym, fake run.
Yeah. Running with the worst fucking like posture ever. Completely yeah. straight
measures
up.
Measures you the manlets. I'm not 4'5". And he measures himself and he's 5'6" with shoes on. See, bitch.
Yeah. What a stupid height to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you make up with it in width.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
First of all, you're a square. Sir.
First of all, me.
You're a little teak.
We're all 5'7".
Sob's becoming.
We are all 5'7", okay?
My man, a little teapot over here.
Mm-hmm. Pour me over
my
and
man
suck
said,
my dick. I wish my dick could whistle whenever I was horny.
Yeah.
The only way to stop it is to put a mouth or a pussy on it.
That'd be cool. That'd be a cool, like, that'd be a cool Spencer's gifts.
Shriek! My roommates just hear it from their room.
Yeah.
Just eating breakfast.
Stop's ready.
They know I'm jacking off because I just hear a steam whistle go off.
What if you sold Oakland style tea kettles, right?
Okay.
Where like all the noise it made when it was ready was like whoop whoop
whoop whoop whoop whoop whoop whoop whoop. Isn't that more isn't whoop whoop?
It's bubber up.
Isn't that more
No, it's a whistle tip. It's the, you know, how they fix their
mufflers.
Yeah. To exhaust.
But isn't whoop whoop, don't juggalos go whoop whoop?
I think they do too.
So they just stole that probably?
Yeah, they stole it from the juggalos.
No. Juggalo stole it from Oakland, yeah. I'm saying. That would make sense.
That's still a thing.
Being a juggalo?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
People were like, this is so funny.
Juggle Lolita, and you just rewrite Lolita, and you change almost nothing except the protagonist is he's an insane clown posse fan.
Okay.
Who fucks a 12-year-old girl.
What's up with these movies where you fuck children? Why is that allowed?
The Professional?
The Professional and Lolita.
Well, Lolita, that's like the point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but isn't that fucked up?
The book is aware of that it's fucked up. It's from the perspective of a mentally ill person.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, it's from the perspective of the editor, right? That publishes the account of H.H. What's his name? H.H. Humbert. What was
Humbert?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Wasn't Humbert Hubert the Humphrey? Narrator?
And I read, he was, but the thing was, it was like, because the foreword is like, this is one of my clients. It's like, it was like an editor. There's a disclaimer that says it's like fucked up or whatever.
But yeah, this guy's fucked up.
I don't know.
I read a book called maybe The Collector or some shit. It was about some guy who like kidnapped a lady.
Phone Collector, Denzel Washington.
No. It was some guy who like kidnapped a lady and just like held her as his like captive and is like, he won the lottery or some shit.
Speaking of which, I rewatched Don't Breathe Again last night. What's that? What a great movie.
Don't Breathe Again or Don't Breathe, comma, again?
Don't Breathe.
What is that?
It was a horror movie that came out like 3 years ago. It's about the teens that break into that blind guy's house and try to rob him, and then the blind guy just locks him in the house and he's chasing them around.
Just by sound?
By sound, yeah.
Ooh, echolocation?
Like by sound and smell.
Does he ever go,
"Croo-coo-coo-coo"? No, he fucks people up, dude.
Really?
The movie rules.
That kind of sounds good.
It is good. I also watched First Reformed on your recommendation.
It's amazing.
I loved it.
Yeah. He's about a priest? Good.
Yeah.
First Reform's like the best movie I've seen. New movie I've seen.
Yeah, it's
in the last
so
like 2 years.
Good. Yeah,
better than Thor Ragnarok.
I haven't seen Thor Ragnarok.
Ah, there we go.
It's
Thank
a comedy.
You.
Yeah, it's funny. Marvel is like funny now.
First of all, I don't like your fucking tone. Okay, when you're talking about Thor Ragnarok,
I thought it was okay.
But you were definitely
How about Thor
throwing
fag
shit.
Or not?
No. Next riff. Not Thor Fagner.
I am the Norse god, Chodin.
Okay, all right. That's pretty funny.
Chodin? Yeah, that's good.
And I decide whether or not you're gay.
Okay, all right, fine. I'm in.
Welcome to Thor Fagner. It's a different movie than the one you were saying.
You're gay. Yeah. You're straight. All the gay guys in my room.
How about Galhalla and its guys only? Chodin, that's not how the joke works.
Silence!
No one will tell me how to do riffs.
Shouts out to Hannibal Lecter.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For being his dad in the movies.
He's got one eye.
He nails it.
He kills it.
He's really good. He just killed the club.
Damn.
Some baseball player or something did a real Asian, racist Chinese accent. I felt like I needed to bring that up, but I couldn't find the video. I think they scrubbed it.
So yeah, that's one piece of finding news. It's like a thing now to search young athletes' old tweets.
Oh, yeah, their tweets when they were in high school.
When they're in high school.
Just dropping N-bombs and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, these kids, when they were 13 or 11, had Twitter, and they were just like saying the N-word.
Shouts out to...
Gay people make me sick.
Yeah. The best one is the Bears quarterback, Mitch Trubisky.
Who
his best one was, I heart kissing titties.
I can't wait for a world where entertainment is nothing but people who have never said anything even remotely controversial.
Right.
It's like, welcome back to the Delaney Show. My name is Delaney Matthews, and today I am going to make toast. And then it's like, just 30 minutes of woman making toast.
The Delaney Matthews controversial, hard-hitting toast-making show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
That's pretty pleasant. It's just going to be rich people, dude.
Actually, I would watch a toast-making show.
Would you?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, but they're going to take Rough Cut away. They're going to find out T-Mac said something. I mean,
what's Rough Cut?
The guy's too Boston-y. It's on Amazon.
Original?
Yeah, it's like a woodworking show.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I watch Chopped, you watch Rough Cut. You know, we both are masters of our separate domains.
I'm still watching that. Dude, I'm getting
back. I'm
going to
get back in the... I watched a little House Hunters International the other night. That's the nice thing about being on social media. I got off and I was like, I'm going to be productive. And productive means I'm going to go back to doing what I did 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, dude.
Yeah.
That was my game. I guess the gaming, like, peak of my life was right before social media. You just would hole up, play Madden for 12 hours in the summer before, you know, just like all day.
Oh, yeah.
I
would sit and watch network television until 3 a.m. So I'd watch infomercials.
Hell yeah.
I would do nothing but smoke cigarettes and just watch, like, you know, winning in the cash flow business. What does that mean exactly? I had a job. I was making $22,000 a year at the Duane Reade. And me and my husband, we called in. We said, we're ready for a change. Now I made over $850 million.
Just from my computer.
In my first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the computer paid for itself.
They made it seem like you just went on a website and like clicked a couple buttons.
They don't tell you what it is at all.
No.
Very remotely. It's like, what is the process? It's very simple. You buy a swamp in Florida, and then you sell the swamp, the same one, to 80 different people. By using the power of scanning, copying, and duplicating the title, you can sell that same swampland 80 times over. But here's the trick. Those people you sell it to, they owe you a commission when they sell their 80 versions of the swamp.
That's right.
Me personally, I'm the only one that actually owns the swamp or knows where it is. And what's in the swamp, you ask? The bodies of Cuban exiles. That's right. It's filled with dead children. Remember Elian Gonzalez? Me either. Wink, wink.
Damn, shouts out Elian. What's he up? He's probably in Cuba
right now.
Grown
Cuba.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Grown, getting his dick sucked, eating
some
Kulo.
Oh, he's gay, dude.
You think?
Yeah, there's no way he's not gay.
You think Elian Gonzalez is gay?
Too much fame as a child.
Yeah.
It makes everyone gay?
Probably, yeah. He can only get off to the fantasy of Janet Reno pointing a fucking MP15 at his head.
Well, Janet Reno
put on could you put on a pantsuit?
Yeah. please, can you look like the love interest from Wallace and Gromit and put a gun in my mouth?
Will Ferrell's Janet Reno was so good back in the day. Yeah. God, just nothing better than making fun of ugly fucking bitches by making men play.
Yeah,
them.
And then she like went on SNL and like did Janet Reno's
dance
party.
They always do
that,
man. They always do that.
And
shit
it's like, don't you realize the bit here is that you look like a man?
Yeah. She knew it though. Was Janet lezzing out?
No, Janet used to get so much dick.
Really?
She fucked only black guys.
Nice. Yeah.
Remember when
I'm kind of a size queen.
Remember when we were supposed to vote for Hillary Clinton because she was a feminist babe in her 20s? Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because
when
she
was a Republican?
Yeah. She was a feminist babe Republican.
Yeah.
With her glasses
she
on.
Was just young, by the way.
Yeah.
She was just like...
Right. A six at most.
Yeah. I mean, she looked better, you know, than I thought. Janet Reno probably never looked
She just had
like
long
that
hair.
Good.
That's it.
Yeah.
Instead of that stupid
They tried
short
to do that with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, too. They were like, look how hot she was.
No, but
like,
they do it. It's even worse because
wrong.
They do.
That Simon bitch Cowell, was busted.
I would not fuck her in a million years.
Her pussy was probably fucked up.
Mm. It's even worse because they like do that like notorious RBG thing, which is like, we're giving her like a black guy nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
She's hip.
They would put the little put the little crown on her to look like Biggie. Yeah.
I call her Ruth Ginsburg. Yeah. That's also my cat's name. I just moved to Flatbush. I'm opening an apothecary this year. My cat's name is Ruth Ginsburg.
Yeah, Ruth N-word Ginsburg. Come here, Ruth N-word Ginsburg. I got a treat for you.
Yeah, just calling it from the fire escape. Completely naked, smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some guy with neck tattoos washing his dick behind her. Yeah. No, I'm my shift at the bar is it?
Good impression, man.
Yeah. I gotta go, but good luck with your cat. Yeah, it is a good impression of the character I came up with. You fucking asshole.
What?
I know of like a barback kind
of guy.
A
barback guy, man.
That lives in Brooklyn and fucks women.
Fucking give me shit.
Doesn't care about him.
What? I didn't say. I said good impression. Fucking,
he gave you
an Brooklyn ass. You know, I really love Bed-Stuy because it's the one place where that doesn't exist. This is a nice residential neighborhood with block parties and none of those fucking assholes.
Yeah, when I picked you up, they were blaring, "Move your body, girl." Yeah. That shit rules, dude.
I love that when the car like doesn't work.
I think they were just moving.
It's got an incredible system.
Dude, the whole block was
just
fucking
like 10,000 watts of
was
sound.
Rattling.
Like the subwoofers are like making the asphalt crack.
But the car
can't move for
shit.
They have like 1,000 tickets on the front because of alternate side parking.
Oh
like,
yeah. That so them shits good. Are never getting paid.
I love it.
Move your body, girl.
I think that might be.
Please give me some head.
Our show for the week.
Oh yeah.
For the weekend. Do we have anything to plug? We got Funny Moms tomorrow night. We got a good one.
Oh fuck! We
got
to book that. we have to book
we
it.
We got Rob Cantrell is doing it.
Okay. Okay.
And then some other folks.
I'll be there. I'm making my motherfucking Funny Moms return.
Stav's returning the stage.
I'll
you're
come back
see him
with the boot.
Bum wheel.
With the boot.
We'll have a little stool up
have
on
a little
stage
stool for
you.
Me. I'll be kicking knowledge.
Yeah. And then
I'll be letting all the,
he's gonna
all the bitches because
he can't talk. He's going to crowd surf. So
yeah,
you guys
please crowd surf me up and off the stage.
We're the final like, Funny Moms. This is going to be our great white moment.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to kill
100 people die.
That's our Le Mans, dude. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to do a Jewish wedding style. So Sav's going to sit in a chair and we're going to pass him around.
Yes.
And
do
which, by the way, I just went to a Jewish wedding and they did that shit. And it's
suck
the only cool part about
suck
being
off my
Jewish.
Penis. Yeah.
When
suck off my penis.
Lift you up on the chair.
Yeah, that sounds like a really cool part of being
it's
Jewish.
So,
I am a gay
guy. It is very
my
cool.
Name is
it is
Moisha,
cool. Everyone, like, it's so
I
fucking.
Be lifted up like a toddler.
Dick. I don't know. That does sound cool.
It's pretty cool.
It would
what
be cool.
I think it's cool having your arms replaced with guns.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
cool.
That
too.
Would be cool.
That, no one's.
I'm
you
just
know,
saying
they're
no
both
one,
cool.
This is the things that's cool: having your arms replaced with guns, having your head replaced with a chainsaw.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Going down on a woman with your chainsaw head.
Okay.
Turning into a poisonous cloud.
That's right.
An F1 race with Jay Leno that kills.
That would everybody. Be cool. That actually, both of those. Yeah, I agree.
Being lifted up in a chair. Who gives a
I'm
shit?
I'm just saying,
you feel
out of
I've presented
everything,
you with all of these.
You feel like you're in space. Dude.
Everything about being
you know
Jewish
where else
sucks,
you feel like being
except for
in
that.
Space? When you're literally in space.
A cloud.
A nebulous, poisonous cloud.
It destroying ancient civilizations.
Just destroying all knowledge. Bringing the universe into a new dark
age.
Oh,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You
that'd
just.
Be cool.
You don't just learn, you steal the knowledge.
I steal the knowledge.
Interesting.
I turn all knowledge into secrets.
Ooh, the secret keeper. So you're a little gossip.
No, I don't.
No,
tell
he doesn't.
Get,
he
anything.
Doesn't snitch at all. Because flipping
there's
is
no
illegal.
One to, there's
at
no
that
one
point.
To snitch to. I'm an internalized consciousness.
But you're kind of gossiping with yourself, though.
Sure.
Because you like to know all the secrets.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, is there a ticket?
The cloud
link for
will
the
be multifaceted.
Show?
One
I tried
aspect
to find
will
it.
Be.
There is not yet, but we do have a second Boston show.
I don't even know if I'm going to be there.
What
so
do you mean?
Bought those plane tickets.
Yeah, you need
Nick,
to buy
just
tickets,
buy the
man.
Fucking plane tickets. Sav and I are sitting next to each other holding hands on the plane. We're very excited about it.
I might take a G6.
You know do it, man. Hey,
yo, whatever, private plane. Yeah.
Whatever you need to do, brother. Okay, so we will
it would be, nice
be
if I had like a big fat Texas CIA friend that flew me around in a Cessna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like James Bond's friend. And,
yeah.
Joe Don Baker.
Yeah.
Goldeneye, yeah.
James, you big faggot, how are you?
Oh, yeah, by the way, Nintendo just said publicly that playing as Oddjob in GoldenEye was cheating.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Was he too good?
Because his hitbox was smaller.
He was so small.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Remember, retards would play as Jaws because he was bigger and thought it was better.
And then right. just like, yeah,
you'd have to get iced
you
out, get dog. Yeah, yeah, no odd job. You don't remember that? No odd job?
I don't
Somebody
remember
Somebody tried
that.
To play his odd job, and you'd fucking punch him in the ear.
Yeah. I got punched many a time.
I sucked dick
the,
it. I was
being
so bad at
sneaky.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was so bad at it. I'm always bad at shooters, though.
Uh-huh. FPS.
I want you guys to know that I would have farted into the mic, but the cord is bad, so I don't want to get crinkly.
Well done, Soph. All right.
So next week, we will be in Cleveland.
On the 2nd.
On the 2nd, a week from, I guess, today, if you're listening
Correct.
To this. Buy tickets to that at Hilarities on the 2nd. And then on the 3rd, we are in Boston. We've added...
The 8 p.m. is sold out. We're going to add a 6
p.m. We're adding a 6 p.m. stand-up show before that. So come out to that.
So we'll put up the ticket link for that.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully then, before this show comes out.
Yes. And then I will be in Connecticut at the Fairfield Comedy Club on the 7th, Friday the 7th. Please come out and see that. And then I am in New Orleans on the 14th. Or I'm sorry, I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana on the 14th, New Orleans on the 15th, and then I am in Chicago the 21st and the 22nd. We added a third show already, so please buy the... If you guys buy in advance, I'll be able to fucking... Hopefully, we'll get a fourth show and just have a really fun time in Chicago. And then I'm in Detroit on the 23rd in Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. Please come out. Ant something hall or some fucking bullshit. I don't know. It's on my website. Stavi.biz, and you can find my dates. And then that also has links to all our Cumtown live shows. So please come out to all that shit. And come give us smooches when you see us. Smooch me. I don't want to be a poison cloud. I want to be
I'm ready to be a poison cloud.
I want to be a beautiful, huggable little
try
man.
Try and smooch me. I'll suck all the air out of
no,
your lungs.
I will not. I will give you a smooch right back, and
I'll
I will say hello and thank
hold,
you.
I'll pinch your nostrils
and
shut.
And then we'll share a dessert, and we'll
lungs.
Kiss. so thank you, guys. That is our... So,
thanks
goodbye,
a lot,
you fucking fat.